I see something I can't describe. But it sure as hell is not my reflection.
So is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Physical, where are they now?
She said how easy it could be, and I believed in Tony and his written words of anarchy. And I believed in Joe when he said we had to fight, and I believed in Jimmy when he told us to unite.
We're all right now.
They 6 years on, and they're all gone. Now it's all gone sour. So where are they now? Hollywood nice and so ho ho ho, writing on the wall of the rocks and blue, rotten on the telly, showing what a few choice words can do. Was it ever worth it? Causing all the fuss. You know I believed in them. Don't you believe in us?
Where are they now? Where are they now?
Where are they 6 years on? And they're all gone. Now it's all gone sour. Where are they now? We will get bored again. Only faces ever change, the songs remain the same. Was it ever worth it, causing all the fuss? And they're all gone. Now it's all gone sour. Where are they?
Where are they? Where are they now? Where are they now? Where are they now?
V10997, take one. V10997, take two.
You're on.
beautiful, faithful reproduction of sound. Brilliant highs and rich low notes. The vivid realism of the orchestra right here in front of you. The sound you're hearing is achieved not only by musicians, but also by the creative effort, technical know-how, and the recording industry's many priceless secrets, making your records come alive like this. Few people, except artists and technicians, are permitted behind closed doors at a recording session. But we're going to open those doors and learn how these exciting sounds are created.
Okay, boys, from the top.
The conductor begins his rehearsal, even though he's forced to hear his orchestra as an audience never will. Notice how different it is to the ears of the conductor in the studio. Even though this is the same music you heard in the overture a moment ago, now you're hearing it just as the musicians and the conductor must, completely out of balance. Inside the booth, things are beginning to happen, because balancing an orchestra is the job of the producer and the engineer. They control over a dozen strategically placed microphones. With these, they can correct a poorly balanced sound like this, where the brass overpower the orchestra. And bring every section into its proper perspective like this. Much better, but still not a sound that satisfies the producer's trained ear. For he not only balances the sections, but also every instrument within a section, each on a separate mic.
All right, let's try to get a balance on the rhythm section. How about starting with the bass?
Okay, Bob.
Sensitive, true balancing is sometimes forgotten when producers reach into their bag of tricks for special balancing techniques.
We're not getting a good dance sound. Let's bring up the rhythm.
Record companies constantly try to startle the public with their revolutionary new sound. Often ear-shattering, and sometimes a more subtle blending to create a special tone color.
You can bring up the vibes a little bit low. The vibes are good now. Let's bring in a little more clarinets. Much clarinets, drop them a shade. Yeah, that's a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
find a good drink spot?
Okay. Let's take the pickup to bar 13. Strings only.
Besides balancing with microphones, engineers must choose the correct type for each instrument. Here's how a microphone of the finest quality, but one normally used for piano pickup, might sound if it were mistakenly used to record strings. Now, with the proper microphone. Now that the mics are set, the engineer turns to another element, reverberation or echo, to add new dimensions. Most studios, because of rigid soundproofing requirements, produce an acoustically dead, colorless tone. By using echo chambers, the engineer can add any amount of echo, even too much, making our orchestra sound as if it's playing in Grand Central Station. But with just the right amount of reverberation, the dimension of realism is attained. Sometimes tape repeat echo can be used in place of echo chambers for special trick effects, like this. Or for people from outer space, listen to it backwards. Other tools available to the engineer, such as equalizers and filters, can be used to alter sounds in various ways. Here, the engineer takes the sound back to 1925. Of the switch brings us up to date. But no matter how many engineering tricks the producer uses, he still can't make a record without musicians. Striving for perfection, the orchestra is now on take 11. But because recording sessions place everyone under extreme tension, accidents can still happen.
Too bad, Carl, but it was great up to the clamp. Let's pick it up from there and we'll intercut later.
At this point, a new skill is introduced when we meet the tape editor, who splices several pieces of tape from many performances to create the one perfect master tape. Here he replaces the one bad phrase with the phrase properly played, so so perfectly that it will fool even the most experienced ear. The session continues. Musicians, engineers, conductor, producer, and many others have combined to create a polished performance from the crude sound we first heard. Microphone balance, equalization, reverberation, intercutting, and the many other secrets of engineering have all played important parts in reaching the finished master take.
Sounds like we have a master.
Great. Let's rewind it and hear a playback.
And now we're ready to hear the final product.
Rolling. B10,997, take 12.
Thank you. gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Judson Fountain.
Did you say get a little drunk and fall in jail?
Listen, I'd like to give you a... Why don't you give us a little sample of what you're going to
well,
do
I
on
did
the show.
Show. The next time I'm on your show, Frank, I won't look this bummy. I'm going to play an old man like this.
I'm coming out to get you. I'm going to kill you.
And if I'm allowed to, I'd like to have Don Costello to play the part of the drunk whipping.
Okay, that'll be fine.
I don't give a fuck about the cash on the street. I don't give a fuck about it. Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Stars from the bedside. I think you're in love with the night sky. But when the weight got heavy to hold, I push you away when I should have pulled. But I couldn't stay when you kept me afloat. Now I'm here with the undressing, second guessing. I wish you'd hold me on, 'cause I'm in love with the restless sea.
your mind could change the game. I won't let you go insane with severed veins. And if you are in me, I won't undo. It's always you. Never undo. It's always you. You've been a dark story, but don't let it sink right in. Let's just sing. If you got desire to see a clear idea, down here, we could bring the fun around here. And if you all undo, who all undo, it's always you. And I know it's true. They said there's never undo. It's always you.
clear. What's that glowing in the air? Show me where it's coming near. It's a bird.
No.
It's a plane.
No.
It's a car.
Right, it's a car.
Down at
gizmo.
Is the candy man